Put a fork in it. It's done. See if we can make it through Double X Quantum another day.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades.
We like talk a lot.
You and your whole damn army put together.
That's what it's for.
While that's you true.
Chant that
that's
rally.
True. But it's only half the show.
I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble
it
to get
the best
to my
part of it.
So I tell you what.
Greeters poll.
Your so-called revolution
yeah, favorite
call
bit.
Me.
Oh my God! It's Greedo's Depot News. Julio, you gotta save it.
Get
him an advertisement, Julio.
Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star players: Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, someone in the Quantimino with model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Bonjour.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Hola.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Dude, we're fucking bilingual.
We're just out here. Polyglots. Yeah. You think Quantimino is an English word? No, man. Comes from all dimensions at all times, so we know all the languages.
That's what's up, dude.
We just choose English.
Thank you.
Paging Art the Arbiter. Cheeseburgers. You've heard of them.
I've heard of them.
How do you feel when they cost the same as a regular hamburger?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the question. What would you rather? Would you rather pay extra for cheese or... Okay, hold on a second. It started like this. We got Whataburger. We're going to be talking about it later. We got Whataburger, and the Whataburger doesn't come with cheese.
Correct.
So it's extra to have cheese.
Correct.
And he was like, well, you know what's worse is that when you don't want cheese and you have to pay the same amount for a cheeseburger.
Hmm.
And I was like, I think that's the tax for being an idiot and not getting a burger with cheese. I think you got to get burger with cheese.
Every time?
In my opinion, yes. Cheeseburgers are better than hamburgers.
Yeah.
But when you're dating women, they don't like cheese.
What is up with that? That's true.
See?
What the hell?
See? And that factors in.
And then
in.
You gotta pay. That's you gotta take that up with
for them not putting the cheese
so,
on.
More so if we went to a casual dining restaurant
women.
And then
Breaking fucking news.
What did he say?
I said I don't date those women.
Oh,
now we're talking.
Oh, King Burrito.
He is our king.
King Burrito!
All he dates are cheese eaters.
Fucking lactose bitches do not apply.
No, it's not even that.
Yeah, but they also don't eat cheeseburgers.
What, who?
Lactose bitches.
That's true, but the women thing is different.
Right.
They just don't want cheese. There's something about women that don't...
They don't like creamy stuff.
They eat cheese on a charcuterie board, but they won't
eat... They suck dick.
Dick cheese.
Yeah.
Smegma.
Smegma.
Hardened.
Hardened smegma. Armored dick. Armadillo dick. You got armadillo dick. That's what happens when you got fucking hardened smegma. Armadillo dick.
So, okay. So you're saying you have to pay. But I mean, I think that's something you take up with her. You say, look, honey, you're going to have to scrape the cheese off because I ain't playing this.
Because I paid for the cheese. I'm getting the cheese. You just got to scrape the shit off your shit. Wising up.
But Arthur, what's your
ow, why are you
what's
hitting
your
me?
Arbitration?
Why are you hitting me?
He's about to spear feces in her face.
All right, so Arthur the Arbiter.
So we're talking about the item's a cheeseburger and they're asking for no cheese on it?
Okay, what?
The comparison is there's a burger option
on the
and
menu.
There's a cheeseburger option.
Okay.
These are two restaurants, right? Yeah.
Different restaurants?
One restaurant, yeah. Same okay. quality, exact burgers.
Yeah, fine.
One restaurant, you have to pay extra to get cheese.
Which is typically extra, right?
The other one only makes a cheeseburger, but they will sell you a hamburger at the same cost as a cheeseburger.
Yeah, they just won't put the cheese
on
there.
I see where you're going at.
Yeah.
But you're already at a higher price point with that choice of cheese or no cheese.
Yeah.
If it's the same price, you're already at that high price point, like past what I would typically make the matter of.
Right.
Like at this point, what, you're paying $6 to $8 or more for a single hamburger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after that point, fuck it.
Yeah, cheese is optional, but it defaults that it comes with it.
Which is the worser?
The cheese one, I would say.
Yeah.
If you were feeling like a hamburger.
Mine.
I hate that, dude. Feeling like a hamburger?
But getting a cheeseburger?
Going on a date with a woman who doesn't like cheese.
Is she a lactose bitch, though?
It doesn't matter. Sometimes it does matter. Sometimes they just don't like cheese.
Yeah, if they just don't like cheese,
do what burrito does.
A lactose, yeah, exactly. I'll be on the burrito boat.
Yeah,
I'd get in like, the boat, the burrito boat.
I would Venmo her for the $11.95, or get the Venmo request for $11.95 for that burger with no cheese.
No, just the cheese cost. Just the cheese cost. The cheese cost.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The hamburgers suck.
I agree
especially
that
at a place where you're paying $68 for it.
$68
$6.28. I'm saying if it's a sub $5 burger. And cheese is extra or cheese is included and you get it with that. Still, I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah.
You get more value getting the cheese with it included in the base price where it's not cheese is extra. But if they don't want the cheese, they should have that option because...
What's the poor experience?
I think it's the same experience with hamburgers and cheeseburgers.
Most people would chagrin at paying for cheese or...
No, I think they feel so much shame for not getting cheese in their burger that they just eat the cost.
They just eat the cheese.
Most people would opt without cheese, I would say.
Really? If it was, I don't even understand.
It's called a hamburger.
If it was extra,
no,
it would opt for no cheese.
No, I always get the cheese. Dude.
Always
burrito.
Yeah, I always get the cheese.
Because he don't date bitches who don't get the cheese.
That's right.
Wow.
What cheese do you prefer?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm on a burger. It's American or it's cheddar.
It's always cheddar.
Cheddar makes it better.
Cheddar makes it better.
Pepper Jack.
That's pretty good too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're going to design your ideal burger, speaking of all-time favorites.
We should jump right into it.
It's topical.
So
this is Burger Corner.
You're talking about how like you only eat this when you're drunk, but it's also a nighttime thing. Like if I'm coming back from a broad's house.
Sure.
Before I go home.
And you've just been fucked.
I've been
fresh fucked and hungry.
I just got fucked in my ass by some woman.
Fresh fucked and you're looking to suck a burger down.
And you dropped like four loads at that point.
Yeah.
And 18 on the cowboys. Last one right before the sun rises.
18 gay cowboys.
Sucking cock. He doesn't even. I like how we've added like a Boston accent or something.
Yeah, we're just like making it worse.
Cock.
Quack.
Yeah, so it's after my fourth load. I'm like run out of jizz. And I'm just using my hydroseals to get some fluid into my jizz.
You're just pumping fluid. You need the protein. So you're going to go suck down a what? A burger.
So what I'm going to get is a Whataburger Jr.
What is your all-time favorite? Oh, it's a Whataburger Jr.
I'm
going to
get a Whataburger Jr. meal.
Okay.
With cheese.
Wow.
Okay, and I'm going to Whatasize it so the fries and the Coke are bigger.
Uh-huh.
But the burger's small, but it has cheese. The reason it's small is because I'm also getting a honey butter chicken biscuit.
Whoa! Jesus Christ. Did we just get a fucking McGangbang?
But I'm not mixing them. One's a dessert. One's a dessert sandwich.
The honey butter chicken biscuit is for dessert, baby girl.
That's an excellent dessert.
I mean, that's a pretty good meal, right? Because you're not overeating.
No,
you're overeating a little bit, but not
that's
too
what
much.
They call the well-balanced diet.
Thank yeah, you're you. Not going overboard getting a real water.
The Brian McFly meal is a very responsible meal.
Yep. 4 a.m.
And it's got
in
like
fucking morning.
A breadth of flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a three-course meal.
Oh, wow.
Open up the appetizer being some
it's
fries.
Chef's table.
Yeah.
We're over here at the fucking chef's table.
That HBCB, dude, is...
Yeah, you're right.
It's
HBCB
so
is hot shit. I like it with the fucking jalapeno.
What does? Wait, listen. Like a breed of ram wanting to rut. Rut. Forgot to talk about rutting.
What is rutting?
Dutch rudders?
Like, I think it's hot dogging, but with a butt.
It's something about cow, or like,
I think it's
deers.
When, like, pigs, or,
animals, deer. Something about them fucking. It's something
yeah,
about heat.
It's like when they're in heat.
It's like the male version of heat.
Maybe? Dude heat?
It might be dude heat.
Oh.
So it's when they're dry humping everything?
Is that what it means to be stuck in a rut?
Could be.
Maybe.
When you're just there with your dick in your hand?
Dude, I was looking at your Rockstar can, and out of the corner of my eye, it looked like a Surge, like a tall boy Surge.
We're not sponsored.
Oh, shit.
Man,
300 milligrams of caffeine.
Jesus Christ.
300.
I wish it wasn't that
That's
many.
Real.
So you were saying jalapeno business?
The jalapeno cheddar biscuits.
No honey.
Ooh, butter. I do
you
love those.
You can put the honey better.
Do you do that?
Yeah, swap it out.
It makes it
have
better.
Your
delicious.
Way.
It makes it better.
Or just like you like.
The jalapeno cheddar biscuits are delicious.
Hot shit.
But I don't know if I would put honey butter on it.
Why not?
Why not?
Sweet. I guess
that's
you're more amenable to sweet and spicy. Yeah,
sweet, spicy, and savory. Oh, my God.
Maybe I should try that.
Venture forth. Venture forth, my
Live
son.
Live a little.
I don't think I do
treat
like
yourself.
It.
Explore your world
before you yeet yourself.
You're trying to get into spice. This is a great tiptoe.
I know. I'm allegedly white, and I just
he's discovering.
I just got into savory and sweet, so I can't.
Oh.
I gotta ease into
your palate. Isn't
it's not
it
ready.
Might shock the palate.
What is this amateur? Yeah.
I see.
You could also get a sausage bob and put some spicy ketchup on it. That's good too.
What's a sausage bob?
Breakfast on a bun.
Yeah.
Or some of that spicy ketchup number two.
Yeah.
Special blend, limited edition.
Limited batch.
Single barrel.
If I'm getting a burger.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. The burrito all-time favorite.
The meal, the whole meal.
We're not talking about just their burgers. We're talking about across their whole menu. What is it that you get?
The ultimate burrito order.
The burrito order.
You can have breakfast. You can have dessert.
And Julio's paying.
Sky's the limit.
I mean, I'm still probably just going to go with my go-to.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point.
Okay, yeah. That's the patty melt, add tomato.
Oh,
and whoa. And ketchup on it.
Hold the phone.
Add
tomato
to cut through all that savory. This is a genius move, dude. I never even thought about
the chaser.
Exactly. The patty melt to me is just a fucking grease factory.
Yeah.
And a salt.
It really is.
It is a salt fest grease factory.
The tomato adds some freshness.
A little bit of this and that. A little cleanse. A little zinger.
A little fleshy tomato.
Sure. That's a good call, man. My fat ass would just put fucking grilled onions on that bitch and make it worse.
It comes with onions.
Yeah,
it comes with
more.
Onions.
And there's special sauce.
And honey butter. And then you fucking grill it.
Fuck.
On Texas toast, a sandwich. Thing.
So what, you're getting a Coke? What are you getting for drinking the fries? Just fries and a Coke?
A 50-50
fries
tea?
Fries and tea. Yeah,
tea.
50-50.
I knew it was going to be two.
Shoot.
You're a teaman.
50-50?
Bring
and you said fries?
Yeah.
Half lemonade?
Yeah, fries. No.
Their fries
half
suck.
Sweet, half unsweet.
You're not getting Arnie Palmy?
Oh, I see. I go all unsweet.
Yeah,
I'm done with sugar.
Can't do it.
Did you already say yours?
I have not.
Tell us about it, Gemini.
So mine would be to go back in time.
What?
And get their grilled chicken sandwich back before they fucked it all the way up.
Grilled chicken.
The grilled chicken sandwich there used to be so
I've never had a good grilled chicken sandwich.
I'm on the other side of that fence.
Back in the day?
It came on that whole wheat bun that just sucked dicks.
No, it didn't suck dicks, dude. There's something special about that whole combination.
Nah.
Just a little bit of mayonnaise.
I don't mind the whole wheat.
Some whole wheat bun, some lettuce.
And it was a marinated chicken breast.
Marinated chicken breast.
Did it taste like grilled chicken and it had the real ass chicken?
Mm-hmm.
It was shaped
a little bit weird. Chicken breast.
It was flatter than it should be.
It was a flat chicken breast.
I think it was machined. So it
sounds bad, dude.
No, it's good.
This sounds like you're making damn mistake.
No, this is mine. This is mine.
It's called Whataburger, man.
But as a side, I would get the chicken strips with white gravy.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Chicken strips with white gravy.
Huh? Hell yeah.
Chicken fries?
Yeah. Only
a little bit of chicken strips with biscuits
only
and gravy.
Because they don't have steak fingers, and that's the biggest fucking fuck up of all time. Imagine Whataburger steak fingers, dude.
Maybe they can't do steak.
They have fucking hamburgers.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
you just chop them up
are.
And dip them in the same
you
shit you put the fucking everything
different.
Else in.
Yeah, you gotta go to Dairy Queen for the
You gotta
steak
go to DQ.
Basket.
Love the stick finger basket.
See, but imagine if it was that fucking Whataburger.
It's good, yeah. You're right.
Except this guy's a brown gravy kind of guy.
Yeah, no, not for that, though.
Yeah, you're right. Because it has to have that.
The cummy.
The cummy texture.
I need the cummy.
It's got a grip. You need the cummies
in
your tummies.
You're dipping your french fries in it.
Yes! That's true. And you're running out. So
you're
you get
dipping
a second.
Your chicken in it.
Yeah.
And
that's why
you're
it's
dipping
extra
your,
now.
Your Texas toast in it.
Yes.
And
obviously, you're dipping your dick in it.
Yeah, the problem is, dude, if you can't suck your own dick, you can't lick it off. That's
you gotta
the problem.
Dip your dick in it first, then dip the rest.
So you gotta taste your
steamy.
Dick, obviously.
That's true, you're right.
It's like a self-suck, but
yeah, if it's piping hot, dude,
it's
then
it's a proximal
like,
self-suck.
That's right.
It's self-suck through like a medium. Secondary self-suck. Secondhand self-suck.
Proxy self-suck.
Self-suck by proxy, like Munchausen, but it's self-suck by proxy. We found the name of the episode.
r/self-suck self-suck by proxy.
Self-suck by proxy.
By proxy.
r-dash?
r/. Yeah.
Dash is a m-dash.
It's a hyphen.
Yeah, you're right.
So let's make this quickly sad, then happy again.
What is it? Oh, yeah. What happened, Gemini?
No, Art didn't give us his.
This is not my story.
No, the signature meal.
Does it matter?
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Which way are we going, guys?
Is it cool?
No, nah, it's
okay, fuck so you basic.
Just do it quickly, though.
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay, wow.
Number 5, grilled jalapenos.
What's that?
It's the Whataburger with bacon and cheese.
Grilled jalapenos.
Grilled onions.
Grilled onions.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Extra pickles.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'll take the fries, but I won't eat them all.
Wow. How about the onion rings?
Dr. Pepper shake.
Yeah.
That's not. That's good. That's
a fucking
and an apple pie.
And an apple pie. And the lemon pie.
I want them to put 2 apple pies in my Dr. Pepper shake before they spit it.
A gang bang? What a bang bang?
A blizzard.
Okay. Oh, you want to?
They call it
Watakaki.
Watakaki. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Great.
Right, fuck them, man. Watakaki.
Sounds like you've heard that before, bro.
So we're bringing it back down.
Yeah. This isn't all.
It's not all fucking sunshines and rainbows. Sometimes ugly dies.
Who's ugly?
He's from Salute Your Shorts.
Oh, he's the.
Ooh. Are you talking about the camp counselor? Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking Donkey Lips.
Oh yeah,
really?
I first thought about that. No, it's
because it kind of looks like Donkey Lips. Like got
you would
like
think
attractive.
The first person to die from Salute Your Shorts.
That's
was
probably
Donkey
where
Lips.
I was going.
Yeah, like from meth, from crack, or something.
This thingy fell apart.
Actually, I think I'm blending all their features together. It's not Donkey Lips I was thinking of.
Yeah. It's this guy. Yeah, he died of cancer. That's sad, but you know. Salute Your Shorts.
Yes.
It brings up the topic of Salute Your Shorts.
Also, R.I.P. Kirk Bailey, you made us laugh as kids. I don't know if you would have made me laugh as an adult, but...
You probably would have annoyed me.
Probably would have annoyed me.
But
what do you think he was
I
up
understand
to?
You're not for me.
What do you mean? What was he up to?
After Salute Your Shorts, what was ugly up
Actually,
to?
He was on Cowboy... I was looking it up. He was on Cowboy Bebop. He did a lot
like
of
a voice
work.
Of?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Bo? Hold on. Bo. Do you remember a Bo from Cowboy Bebop?
Tell I mean, was it just like the first episode with the...
That guy that had
the
red spray.
Eyes? Yeah. Red eyes.
He played Bo William.
Oh, Bo William?
On Cowboy.
Oh, Bo. Was that the...
let's see.
The guy, announcer guy from the TV show that's in Cowboy Bebop? I think it is. Howdy, cowboys.
Oh, the cowboy in Cowboy Bebop on that commercial thing?
Yeah.
About the bounties? I don't think so. You're making this up.
I don't think there's... It must be a very small character.
Yeah,
there's
probably.
Nothing on
it ain't coming up.
Anyways, he did a lot of voiceover. And then
Gunslingers.
2011. Oh, yeah, he did some video games.
So he did voice work.
Yeah, he did voice work.
Too
recognizable. I'm asking for something bigger than ugly.
No.
What do you mean?
Did the actor Kirk Bailey do anything bigger than ugly in his acting career?
I mean, he just did bit parts on like Seventh Heaven, Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah, without all the shtick of being ugly, I don't think I'd be able to recognize him.
No.
No one would.
Without the camel hat or whatever,
and the sunscreen on his nose.
And the sunscreen on his nose.
Yeah, but Salute Your Shorts.
Yes. Talk about it.
Seminal show. We've digressed again.
Funny.
What do you remember most?
All right, I want to ask you guys a trivia question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, there was an episode where Budnick and his buddy friend, what was his, Michael?
Pinsky?
It was before Pinsky, it was the first dude. Or maybe it was Pinsky.
Budnick.
He was like the main bad boy in Salute Your Shorts.
The guy who was in a band.
Yeah, and he had a mullet. He was like a redheaded kid with a mullet.
Was he in Rilo Kiley?
No, that was Pinsky.
That was Pinsky.
And they had the song Salute Your Shorts, so you got more respect for him. Brian?
That's right.
Tell us about it, emo kid.
That's right. There he is. He's the Rilo Kiley guy. Yeah. All right. So anyways, what's the trivia? What's the trivia question?
Okay, the trivia is the two of them, Budnick and his ne'er-do-well friend. I don't know if it was Michael, the first Pinsky, or Pinsky, the actual Pinsky. But they pretend to act sick by like, drinking a pail full of like toothpaste and beans and stuff like that. Just like shove it in their mouth.
Concoctions were big in these shows.
Yeah, and then they put it in their mouth and held it in their mouth. And when they were doing like a roll call or something like that, they end up chucking on ugly shoes.
Yes.
And got to stay home stay at the camp
from
a field trip. So here's a trivia question.
Where were they going on the field trip?
No, they get to stay in the nurse's office.
Yeah.
And they find a puzzle and they end up building the puzzle. What was the puzzle when they flipped it over and showed the picture? It completes the plot of the episode.
But how would we know? I mean, I guess...
Because you've seen this episode numerous times.
No, it's been
So I know exactly what happens in this episode.
The puke part, right? That's like the beginning of the episode.
At least 25 years.
But then the blonde hair kid is also sick.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to break. Oh, it's a key.
No.
Well, they wanted to break into.
Something is locked up.
The ice cream is locked up in the freezer by this big old chain and padlock. Uh-huh. Right? But apparently, Budnick finds the keys.
Eventually. That's the end of the plot.
All right, let me guess.
The question is the puzzle.
The puzzle is like ugly. It's like a message from Ugly or something.
No.
Gemini it's about said it. Families. He just said
or
it.
Key?
No. What was it like?
Ice cream?
Yes.
Oh, it's an ice cream cone. That's right. Neapolitan, like, three scoops in like the cone, right?
It was like scoops of ice cream. Because they end up talking about it. And this was the episode that Budnick had the heart-to-heart with, Michael. I guess that's his name.
His name is.
It was the first Pinsky. About like his dad was like never there.
Yeah. So he got really good at doing puzzles upside down.
Yeah. So they would do the puzzles like face down, and that's all they would do because they
didn't have no money.
Yeah, they weren't closed or anything. And then they finish the puzzle and flip it over, and it's scoops of ice cream.
And so Michael goes to like.
So they get driven to open the freezer that's locked.
And it's already open. And Budnick's like, I got the keys already. And they ate all the ice cream.
Anybody?
Wow. That was a good ass episode.
Dude, what was the episode you remembered?
That was the one.
The only one I remember is like the. It's
because I got another one.
Zeke the Plumber.
Oh, that's a good
you remember
one.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was
ugly in a mask when like he was trying to scare everyone.
Yeah.
With like this urban legend thing.
All you gotta do is look at this picture and you'll wait.
The mask?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, that was freaky, dude.
Yeah. And it was like the POV with the plunger going on your face.
That looks like a man's face on a man.
It reminds me of Wilson from Home Improvement without the inside.
With a broken nose.
Yeah. All right, so here's another
Burrito,
episode.
Did you watch much Salute Your Shorts? I don't think you did, right?
I didn't.
Yeah, Burrito was a no TV kid. He was reading books.
No, I watch TV. I just didn't watch Salute Your Shorts.
You didn't watch Nickelodeon.
How about Hey Dude?
Yeah, how about Hey Dude?
I did. I watched
Hey Dude.
Hey Dude.
Hey Dude. Yeah, I watched Hey Dude.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, who's your favorite character?
Christy.
Was it Ben Stiller's
Bezos
wife?
Yeah. Or what was the son's name? The owner's son.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a trivia question.
I have no idea.
So back to Salute Your Shorts before we go into Hey Dude or go on to the next topic. So the other episode I remembered. Do you remember when Budnick had a crush on Dina and wanted to ask her to their little social thing? They were going to have like a dance.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Budnick put on this whole show of like singing her like a love song to try to like win her over.
Yeah.
And she just ended up like laughing in his face.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it was
didn't he have like a Van Halen guitar or some shit like that?
There was like a
red
whole
guitar
scene to it.
Yeah.
She's like hot. It was
Dina? I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays.
She looks like Phoebe Cates.
Yeah, but like a Latina Phoebe Cates.
Latinx Phoebe Cates.
Latinx, thank you. Titties. All right.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
We don't have to talk about Hey, dude. Nothing really fucking happened. I'm thinking about it, and all I remember was that Ben Stiller's wife was in
it.
Like,
I don't think it was a good
show. Do you remember
show.
The character's name?
Christy?
No.
Christine?
No. That's
Brinkley?
A real name.
Christy Brinkley?
I don't think it's Christine Brinkley.
No, I looked it up.
Christine
Melody.
Taylor.
Melody.
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 And who was the main dude? And trivia question, what was his middle name?
I don't know his name.
All right, his name, the main dude, like the...
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. It was...
I don't remember.
There's
him.
A bear that shares a name with it.
Yogi?
No. It's like a very common bear, usually with a longer name, but like the short version of it, the one syllable name.
What?
What the fuck
are you
talking about?
Bear.
Talking
usually
about?
It's like stuffed.
Ted.
Oh, okay. You knew all along. I didn't know you were
Ted Theodore Logan.
It wasn't Ted Theodore Logan. I forgot Ted's last name. What was a burrito?
Bundy.
No.
Ted McGriff.
Okay. Ted Bundy? McGriff.
I'll take it.
Senior staff.
Yeah.
Christine Taylor.
On the Dude Ranch.
Melody Hansen.
Yeah.
She was from, this character was from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
And tell me there was a character named Buddy.
It's a steel town.
There's a character named Buddy, right, Brian?
Buddy Ernst.
Yeah. That's the owner's son.
Buddy's in quotations.
Yes, it is. Anyways. Right. We're just kind of like saying facts about old Nickelodeon shows now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's keep doing it. Is what I meant.
But rest in peace, Ugly.
Rest in peace, Ugly.
Kirk Bailey.
You gave me some joy as a kid.
Yeah.
Before I also scared the shit out of him.
Before the carpal tunnel with the mouse pads and stuff, you know what I mean?
Speaking of.
I hate when that happens.
Hell yeah.
You got any tips for me, Burrito?
BFN.
I got some BNN.
BNN, BFN.
BNN, BNN.
BFBNN. BFBNN.
That's just called BFBNN.
No, BFBNN.
What is that? Oh, breaking. Oh,
you guys know.
Breaking fucking Burrito News Network.
Nippon News.
Oh, yeah, Nibbana's.
You guys ever seen those Opai mouse?
No, I haven't. What is an Opai? Yes. Tell me about it.
Opai, like the little, opai. Like not little, but big boobies.
That's what Opai
big
means.
Big boobies,
right?
What?
Yeah.
Just in general?
Opai means big boobies.
Yeah, but where am I seeing opai these? Like in a boobies. Drawing or like a video?
You're seeing them on a mouse pad.
Oh, so yeah. Think of a mouse pad.
Oh, it's
that,
a mouse
that
pad.
That has that little...
The gel.
Yeah, it has a little
wrist
thing
rest.
That you can... Yeah, you can
rest,
you can
wrist,
your wrist on.
And it's
yeah.
just boobs.
Yeah, it's just boobs.
That's awesome.
And it's...
It's called an Opai mouse pad?
Two little mountains.
Yeah, but like how much do these things run?
Asking for your friends?
No, I'm just curious.
Some Christmas presents. Some Christmas presents. I bet they're $39.99.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you could probably get them cheap. I'm sure there's more expensive ones if you know.
With like memory foam?
And this one.
Depending on the licensing.
This one's full body sized. Is that true?
Yeah. So
Jesus Christ.
Fascinate me, Burrito.
They're releasing one that is not boobs.
What is it, though? Is it her ass?
Thighs.
They already have the one. Thighs.
Dick her thighs.
Dick thighs
right.
saves lives. Dick thighs save lives. Is that true or false?
True.
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 No.
So how? This is a.
Dick thighs save lives. True or false?
How?
True or false?
False.
So instead of making the, the normal boring.
Titty one.
Opai mouse. Yeah,
sure.
Titty mouse pad.
There's so many to choose from. It's just boring
so
at this
many.
Point. Yeah.
They're like, hey, what else
new.
Can we do? We
need to be more creative here.
So they got one where it's just the thighs and the rest of her is flat.
Wow.
How do you feel about that, Burrito?
I'm fine with it. I like it.
Let's talk prices thighs. Here.
This is the character Ryza Stout.
Is she, in fact, Stout?
Are you guys familiar with this character?
Yes.
I am not.
I'm not.
True or false?
So, what's she from?
It doesn't matter. It says Atelier series of games.
It's okay. Atelier.
Atelier.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a French anime.
I had to look at it. So it's a life-size mouse pad.
Life-size?
Where
large.
It's flat. Yes. It's flat, and the only thing that's protruding are two thighs. And you can, I guess
yes.
you can stick stuff in between
you
them.
Put your dick in there.
Is this life-size yeah.
yes.
for like 13-year-old boys or what?
I mean,
this
if
is
I would
life-size for the character. It's a one-to-one scale reproduction of the character's
stature. So this thing must
stature.
Be huge. I mean, for a
She's
mouse pad.
It's 27.6 inches tall by 15.7 inches wide.
So that's a pretty
it's
big
like this
mouse
big.
Pad.
It's big enough to fuck, I'll tell you that.
Is hey,
it,
does, more
so
than
it just
enough.
Covers the whole tabletop.
And your cock will look huge.
Yeah, where does your dick go on this thing?
In between the thighs.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's pretty big. Like, I guess you could put your wrist in between there, but.
Sure.
Seems like, I don't know. I don't know if it's.
Why don't
it's
you drill
be useless
a hole in it instead?
Pad.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, so is this a. You think this is. Oh, yeah, the price. Yeah. It's $250.
Fuck!
Now look.
Bullshit!
As a kid who
it weighs 4.5 pounds.
It's a cheap sex toy.
As a kid who fucked his mattress, this would have been a step up. If I could have got my grubby little hands on $259.
You might make this pull.
What's that?
Back in the day, if you could have gotten $259 together, you might have figured out how to get this shipped from Japan.
I would have got a COD.
COD, back in the day, it was all CODs if you wanted to ship from overseas.
So I would have done that.
Wow.
Yeah, this
but
is a big true for me,
is.
Dude.
Yeah,
so
all
you
the
wouldn't
way.
Be ashamed to have one on your work area?
Yes, I would be ashamed.
Because it's covered in cum.
Yeah.
It's all crusty and discolored.
Yeah.
You know, I do like big mouse pads, though. Like I have a really big one.
Desktop mouse pads.
What? I mean, what's going on with it?
The mouse
I play
travels.
Video games, so I just need like all the fucking space in the world.
Okay. That's what's up. All
right.
That is what's up.
That was XX Quantimino.
XX Quantimino.
Let me what you know.
Hollywood has financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Hulu will be diversify your holdings. Flat rate. Always great. Hulu gets it done. Call Hulu Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Hulu Tejas.
Dynamite!
And this is the news. Top of the hour.
Apple to replace iPhone with Metaverse contact lens. That lets you live in VR.
Guess what, everybody's fucking
Hell
anime
yeah.
titties. I'm in a room full of anime dudes.
Yeah.
That's what I've been waiting for, man.
This right here?
Yeah. Just
yeah.
living in the fucking Matrix.
I've been waiting for the time in the future where I could just be around all my bros and they all look like trans women.
Yeah. Imagine that. Just live filters.
Fuck.
Live filters.
Fuck.
You could fuck anything.
I already wear contacts, so I just need them to do things.
These would be thicker,
you know,
though.
Do extra things.
Do you think this has legs, though?
No.
I think it does. How the fuck are you powering these things? In 50 years,
you tell me.
Unless there's wireless electricity, which there is.
Yeah, maybe you gotta wear something on your head.
No. How about this? How about it's like solar powered, so you have to stare at the sun for a little
perfect.
Bit.
Perfect.
Like thrice?
No, but the middle part is like the solar cell, so it's like, oh, it's cool. It's like sunglasses.
So, I don't know. That's a thought. That's a bad idea.
Maybe it charges every time you blink. So, like, the movement of your mechanical motion?
Yeah. Maybe. But, dude, these
Or maybe
these
you
things
just
have
to charge
like,
them, and then, like, you put them on your eyes for as long as you're going to wear them or until the battery
No, I'm trying
out.
To live like this.
50 years from now, at that point,
you're just hooking it up to your energy source.
No, but also, you're right. You have to take the contacts out to wash them, so
yeah,
I guess
so
that's
the
charging
battery
time.
But, yeah, it's just weird putting batteries in your eyes, though, or some Why sort not? Of energy.
People got them in their hearts.
Yeah, man, but it's by prescription.
Speaking of prescription... Company offers employees masturbation breaks with
wank pods
and VR.
I was wondering what that word
is
was.
Is it wank?
I believe it's wank.
Yeah,
it should be wank.
I like whack pods.
It's like British.
Yeah, but
whack's
not like whack's five letters.
Is it?
W H
W A C K.
Whack. No, whack. W A C K is like that's whack.
Yeah,
that's different than whacking off.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Right. The H is for hand.
I'll challenge that.
The H is for hand.
I need to challenge that. Next time on Slam City.
The Strip Chat office will house four high-tech pods fit with VR headsets to give their employees some privacy.
So first off, tell me about Strip Chat. Is this some sort of
I don't
like
give a fuck
thing?
About Strip Chat. Let's not even talk
well,
about
it. Well, how
them.
Does this line up with the masturbation breaks? Because you're having this like business where you got to watch this stuff all day.
These are
this
perks
is a
for
sex
nerds.
Company.
This is just perks for nerds.
That makes sense, though, dude. If your job is just to constantly look at tits.
No, they're not looking at tits. These are programmers.
Oh, okay.
Web design.
Yeah.
Speaking of
programming the tits.
Okay. So, all right. Strip Chat is the person who made this.
No, it's the office that they're working in. And yeah, it's the programmer nerds. But one of the perks of being in the office is you have a wank pod.
Yeah, they're trying to differentiate themselves.
Is there a cleaning crew that's keeping that thing sterile?
It's self-cleaning.
Oh, it is?
What do you think?
I don't believe that.
Self-cleaning.
I never believe that anything is self-cleaning.
Yeah.
It probably just shoots like UV after the person leaves the pod.
Self-cleaning.
Even vaginas are, I don't believe they're self-cleaning. That's what they say they are.
They are self-cleaning.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
They just make more mess than they could keep up with.
they
do self-clean.
They replace your mess with their own mess.
Right.
That's how pH works, man.
I was wondering, I was like, how long is this break? And it's 30 minutes. Lucky employees will get to enjoy a 30-minute break. Lucky. I mean, what is this?
It's
to masturbate during work hours, as the company said it aims to provide.
It's getting you talking about Strip Chat.
Safe, comfortable space to rub one out.
I mean, maybe they're trying to normalize office masturbation.
Hypothetically, here at the Slam City Studio, if there was a wank pod,
yeah,
would you be using it?
After hours.
What if you're offered 30 minutes on the clock?
And
you'd be stupid not to.
I would.
Same cleaning crew as what you got now.
Oh, no. I ain't cleaning that shit.
But in this story, they were saying, like, they give you all, like, you know,
accoutrement,
lube and napkins and whatnot.
I ain't using lube, bullshit.
Yeah, I'm going dry.
I'm going dry until I'm flaky, dude.
This is the same stuff that you put on your balls, man.
Oh. No. Well, maybe now
same
we're talking.
Warm goo.
Yeah, but
98.6. And it's like, it gets applied to you.
Yeah.
On
by
you.
By tech?
No,
by
a robot.
By the wank pod.
By
there's some
wank
prosthetic
pod
hands that come out of nowhere
that sounds
get
fine.
You ready.
Like it says,
good.
Insert balls here.
You pretty much
like
don't have to use your hands the whole time.
Where you just drape
the
your balls.
Buttons.
And it sprays it.
It's
like
in the seat.
It's like, yeah, it's in the seat. You just drape your balls down. It's like, but
then
it's 98.6 degrees.
And then some prosthetic bottom half of a face like shows up.
That sounds nice.
So it sterilizes your penis with sterilizing
UV.
Lube.
No, it doesn't need to do that.
Sterilizing lube.
Okay.
It's basically hand sanitizer that it's throwing on your dick.
It's like making it drier than if I just don't use lube at all.
Would you use a burrito bandito?
It's a perk.
No, it's mandatory. They say you got to take your break.
Oh, you got to take your break? Well, then I guess I got to take my break.
Yeah. It's like, hey, fucking the workforce commission's breathing out our throat. Yeah, we got to give you, your 30-minute break.
I know you keep forgetting, but you got to take your break.
You got to take your break. Take your break. You got to fresh yourself up.
The meeting room calendar for that VR pod's booked until booked like solid. 4:30.
Solid.
Yeah.
Like, there's only like, after hours?
Like, I'd rather just go home.
Maybe two also, cleanings
like,
a day.
No, yeah. And the guy after...
Yeah, and so
it's
musty
got somebody
in there.
Else's yeah, yeah, somebody else's
the worst,
humidity.
The worst part is that people are going to be sitting in that seat bare ass. I think that's the worst
you're
part.
You're going bare ass, or you're yeah. just showing
no,
off
I
your
might
wealth
not,
again.
But I think a lot of people are. I might too.
Why yeah. wouldn't you?
That's what I'm saying. Everyone's got their shitty.
You're just
ass
putting
in there.
Like
I think I'd take in like a towel or something if I was going to do that. Like yeah. I'm going to the beach.
No, I think it has like the at the doctor's office the paper.
It's so romantic.
Hey Gemini.
Yo.
Didn't you work with someone
oh, no.
who got caught
oh,
jerking
yes.
off in the bathroom because he left his his Bluetooth.
He left his Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah, Bluetooth connected.
Connected. And you could hear the volume pulsing up and down as he tried to see why the fuck his porn wasn't playing audio in the bathroom. Well, it synced to your Death Star fucking sound.
Yeah, the
Bluetooth
Death
speaker.
Star,
Bluetooth
Death
speaker.
Bluetooth, his son or
his sons.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds close, guys.
You know. Speaking of Jack Shacks, ice cream machine hackers. Yeah, Jack Hacks. There you go. Ice cream machine hackers sue McDonald's for $900 million.
What happened?
So basically, McDonald's has an exclusivity deal.
They're yeah. infamous for their broken ass ice cream machines,
yeah. where they have to be the ones who service your ice cream machine.
The ice cream machine creators are the only ones that can service their own.
And
machines.
So these hackers, they're hacking their way into servicing the
they're
machines themselves.
Another service to
amateur
the
hour?
Existing need for service.
So like people who own like a McDonald's franchise will go mm-hmm. through them instead of the...
No, they have to go through the manufacturer to get the repair.
No, but the hackers.
Oh, yeah. I guess so.
I'm still not understanding. Sorry.
They came up with an idea that
who
works
did?
Better. This company that's suing...
Who?
So third-party inventors came up with a way to keep the ice cream machines...
Working.
Yeah, working without needing that intervention of the manufacturer.
Okay.
And they don't like that. The manufacturers and McDonald's don't like that. So they put a kibosh on them and I guess caused them to lose a bunch of money or projected money. They're probably suing so that they can do this.
So they can have their invention incorporated, which is a cheaper, more cost-effective way.
We're on the side of the company, right?
Which company?
Not McDonald's?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
Excellent news, guys.
Hey, look, I thought we'd talk about the ice cream machines.
Yeah, I got confused and then...
And then he just killed the story. But to me, Gemini, it was the bee's knees.
Well,
speaking of bee's knees.
Bee's dicks.
Bee's knees and and BC's.
Bee's nuts. Last summer's heat wave in British Columbia caused bees to ejaculate to death. So,
I feel like that's disingenuous. I feel like they were busting nuts to death because their nuts were literally busting out of them.
Yeah. Wasn't exactly ejaculating.
So like this thing was happening where like these beekeepers, they would go to their hive and like all the male bees would be dead with cum everywhere. And they were like, what
tale
the-
as old as time.
They're like, what the fuck is happening? And so they called.
It was a borgy.
they got a hold of some researcher, and the researcher was like, he was like, yeah, we did a study where like if you if a bee reaches a certain internal temperature, it'll just fucking come to death, dude.
If you had that option,
that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
The death penalty is you had to reach 104 degrees internally. But you would come to death. You would have a literal come to death moment.
It friggin' pops you, dude.
I feel like more people would be accidentally killing themselves and also committing murder just so they get the death penalty.
Wait, what do you mean? Is the death penalty this?
Yeah, you get heated to get a degree, but you ejaculate to death.
They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't let you do that, die that way. They would keep you in a fucking freezer to prevent you from
ejaculating at all?
Yeah. Because
There
would be an uproar. There'd be a public uproar. They'd say, wait, this criminal gets to go out in the...
Ejaculating to death? But it's
in
like 108.
In the throes of passion.
You know, your internal body temperature is very uncomfortable.
Okay.
So, like, imagine... fucking in the middle of the desert.
But I think it would be good. It would, because you'd be mixing that pain and pleasure. It'd be like, what? You know, sweet and savory, dude.
Spicy and savory.
Spicy and savory.
What's the longest you've come for?
I don't know.
seconds?
Yeah, mere 14
seconds. 14 minutes!
Imagine 45 minutes of that.
Wait, how do you know? You're just saying...
Yeah. Bullshit. No, I'm making hypotheticals here.
If it's 45 minutes?
Yeah.
And I already got the death penalty?
Yeah.
I'm in, dude.
You're just like, no, but you're like coming.
Until you die.
It actually might get... 45 minutes. It would get redundant.
And it would start tedious. To It'd be like sneezing too much. Because sneezing once or twice is fun. But if you sneeze 10 in a row, you're like,
it's annoying.
Fuck.
What's wrong with me?
It hurts.
You start coming blood.
Yes.
That's
so,
how
yeah,
you
I
die.
Don't want to do 45 minutes.
No, you don't get a choice.
Then I don't want to then.
Oh, okay. He's out, guys. I'm still in.
If it's 30 seconds, though?
No, to Mars? No, fuck that.
Yeah, so anyways.
Speaking.
That's what?
No, I'm sorry. That was it.
That's the way I've been ending the excuse now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
with a whimper. No bang.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese deer expert, despite not being Japanese and practicing his deer in the headlights look by staring at his phone's flash so he can really connect with them. So grab a handful of headlines and some approved crackers. This is Burrito's Nippon News segment. Tell us about these crackers.
You got
crackers.
So, well, I guess I got to tell you about these deer because this place called Nara.
I've heard of it.
Nara.
Yeah, that's where I stayed when I first got to Japan.
Oh, excuse
when
me.
We went. Yeah.
Mr. World Traveler here.
They got all these deer.
Apparently.
That just walk around the park and everyone
like
loves them.
Like they own the place.
Yeah. And
did you pet them?
And you, no.
You stab them?
You can feed them.
Not recommended.
Yeah. You can feed them, but you got to buy these crackers that have been specially formulated so that it, you know, is nutritious for them.
It doesn't fuck up their diet. That's pretty nice,
yeah.
Actually. No, what if,
yeah.
Like, because, like, people give the fucking... Austin's crackers.
Love those, though.
Yeah, but they're not good for deer.
Oh, okay.
Deer shouldn't be eating them.
Maybe. Yeah, so they give them, like, granola bars now.
You do a little bow, and they bow to you.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Nah.
Yeah, they're all domesticated.
Wow, that's fun.
They're deer-mesticated.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You're only supposed to give them a cracker if they bow. If you don't do
it
like that, then
they
get kind of angry.
Yeah. If you don't give them a cracker after they bow, they get pissed. But if you give them a cracker and they don't bow, you're ruining them for everybody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, you're spoiling them.
Yeah.
You're sparing
yeah.
the rod.
So you could just do this all day?
You're unlearning them.
As long
but
as
anyway,
they're hungry. As long as they're hungry.
So they tend to be nice. They
tend
to
be
nice.
Tend!
Uh-oh. However, there was a marathon that was going on
what?
In the park.
Not a great idea.
The other day.
What kind of marathon? Like a bukkake?
No, like running 26.2 miles.
Jack?
Nah.
The only kind of marathon.
Yeah, just
sure.
Running 26.2.
How many kilometers? How many kilometers?
And they...
It'd be in KMs, right?
How many kilometers were they running?
Be
like
real
50?
About this.
Yeah, be real with us.
I
talking
don't
about 26.2. They don't know what that is. They don't tip.
Jesus. I think it's like 45 kilometers.
No,
let's say that.
I think everyone knows that a marathon is 26.2 miles.
No, I
that's
don't.
Like the standard.
Yeah, it was the distance between marathon and... Rome?
I don't know where he was. No,
wait,
not
Greece,
Rome.
Athens.
I don't
know
where he was
going.
Greek
comes from.
Which is fucking in the butt.
So this deer
yeah.
hits a runner?
Oh, yeah. No, so the large herd of deer ran across the road,
as
like kind of in a stampede. Well, they don't usually do a little stampede. They just kind of meander.
They've been organizing?
Aggressive. Oh, wow. They were asking for higher
yeah,
wages.
They were organizing and they ran
more
across
crackers.
The road.
Yeah.
And they ran into a runner.
Jesus.
Yeah. It was
the lady okay?
Interesting. I think it was a dude. Mm. Yeah, it seems okay.
Nope.
Nope.
Not like this,
no?
You're not?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Okay. This guy would have gotten hit. I'm just saying that.
Could have dodged the deer.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
That's why she should have looked where she was going.
It's like God's
speaking
game.
Of getting run over. Tokyo woman with signal block TV loses appeal contesting her obligation to pay the NHK fees.
Wow. Break it all down.
Yeah. Seriously.
I have a little bit of an idea.
I kind of do
too. Maybe,
let's take this
might...
one word at a time.
Tokyo, city in Japan.
Yeah.
Woman, not dude.
Signal block TV.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So first I got to explain NHK. NHK is like...
The national
cable company?
Something
yeah,
broadcasting.
Yeah,
it's like a fee that
yeah,
you pay the government.
Broadcasting company.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody has to pay this? NHK, it's like a tax?
Yeah. Yeah, so everyone has to pay this. If you have a TV
bullshit,
or anything that can watch TV, then you have to pay this like yearly NHK fee.
Which just seems like a pain in the ass to like regulate.
Yeah, yeah, you should just like tax people.
They got people that go door to door.
I know,
to,
they
like,
do that in England too.
Holy shit, for
really?
The BBC?
Yeah.
They
do, yeah.
Holy wow. shit.
Bullshit.
What a waste of resources.
It's insane.
It's just easy put it on the tax though.
Yeah. I mean, don't put it on the tax, but if you're going to, put it on the tax.
Yeah, make it easy to fuck me. Don't make me have to answer the door with my dick out.
I know. Just, yeah, because my dick's going to be... If you come to my door...
My dick is out. I live at home.
And you're asking for TV money?
My dick's out.
My dick is out. Deal with it.
Hey, yeah,
so this lady had actually won a court
case. Hold on one second. Hey, how's it going? Are you the TV guy?
No. You... owe me $5 for the cab fare last week. Sorry, wrong door. Shit, your dick's out.
By yeah. the way, so your dick's out.
You couldn't tell through the silence, but I was jerking off.
Slowly, Robin just.
I was just like, tell me more, cabbie.
Just pacing it.
Tell me more, strange cabbie.
Olympic swimming pools.
Just pacing it.
Yeah. Sorry. So
she had to pay anyway.
She so fought the law and the law won.
She won a case because she has a TV that has
blocks
like a those, signal blocker
yeah,
on
the,
it. And she didn't know
channels.
How to
she got
yeah, she didn't
blockers.
Know how to uninstall it. So they were like, oh, okay, you don't have to pay it. But then it went to an appeal and they said, nah, you do.
Give us our money. Isn't that funny how that
yeah.
works?
Yeah.
So let's say you didn't have a TV at all, but you had say like a computer that you watch YouTube on. You
yeah, you still got to pay.
No fucking way!
So you got to be off the grid.
You got to be off the grid to not have to pay this NHK. Otherwise, they'll find you and they'll fee you.
Yeah. There's even a guy that he runs a group that says protect. It's called Protect the Nation from the NHK Party.
Shit.
And they got him to pay his fee also.
Shit,
somehow.
They fucked. Yeah, somehow they fucking asked for it and he paid it.
So he's actually changed the name of the party to Protect the Nation from the Old Party's Party.
Well,
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
there's a lot of things
moving along. New Japanese hot pot restaurant directs you to melt an adorable bear like a movie villain.
Oh, no, you know what would be cool? You know what would be fucking cool? You know what would be fucking cool?
Tell us about it, Gemini!
If it was the fucking Terminator, the rope, like the cop,
yes.
and you put it in there and you dip it back out and it's all, it's just the melted skeleton, it's the fucking T-1000? Metal skeleton.
T-1000?
Oh, yeah!
But what, is there something that's edible that has that same sheen?
Gummy bears?
As like
so lava? Looks like metal?
No. This is like basically, say it's like a spice thing.
Uh-huh.
It's like a formed spice on a metal thing.
Yeah.
And to
formed
get,
spice?
No, so
like
hot
bay
pot, right?
Leaves?
Yeah, so hot oh. pot. You're flavoring your hot pot.
I gotcha.
And it's formed spice in like...
Like a butterball.
Coating. So you just dip it in and the spice melts off. It goes in your hot pot.
Right.
And it comes out as
skeleton.
A fucking... The metal skeleton.
Oh, shit.
Hot
yeah,
shit! We making money!
That'd be cool.
Japan could do
that'd
it.
Be cool.
That's...
Yeah, it involves science
they
and technology.
They have the technology, yeah. So there's this restaurant that make these little bears.
Oh.
Yeah, and they're a bunch of different colors, and they correspond to like different flavors of broth. And so you get to order your
the
broth that you want. Yeah, and then you melt your bear in your hot pot.
Not just any bear, your adorable bear.
Shit.
It's pretty adorable, yeah.
And you gotta act like a movie villain.
You get to watch it.
It's kind of scary, too.
Rubbing your hands together.
No, Mr. Bear.
There's some pictures in there where it's just like...
And the bear melts! The bear's fucking melting!
No, Mr. Bear, I expect you to die.
Oh. Which movie villain are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Biggest Dickus. Who are you?
Dr. Biggest Dickus.
It's a... It's,
that's from Goldfinger.
Okay. I'm the
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's why I said biggest dickest.
I'm the eunuch.
Oh, wow.
He got.
I'm
he's
all.
I they chopped
him,
my balls off.
He only
I'm
has
pissed.
Balls.
He's no ball, the eunuch.
Well, no ball,
I think it's
the
Goldfinger,
eunuch.
Where he's got him tied to the table and he's got.
That what?
No.
The laser
Mr.
pointed
Bond?
At his dick.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Are you sure his dick or is it his balls?
Mr. Bond.
It's in the same area.
Okay.
Mr. Bond, your
it's
dick.
It's like moving
I expect
towards him.
You to die.
Up his legs.
All...
Yeah.
Like a laser printer, but that kills you.
This is a good G, I guess. It's an okay G.
With the adorable bear that you melt?
The melting bear.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's flavors. You don't like flavor?
You don't like flavors. Mm. Is that what I'm to believe?
It depends on the flavor.
I'm led to be believing that that was the news.
That was the news. Dynamite.
And this
is What I Have Alone.
What I Have Alone.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
I'm Booba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Boom Chi. The national dish of Slam City.
Pizza.
Wow.
Yeah. No. Is that true?
No, I didn't have pizza.
The national Slam the national City.
Not
dish.
Slam City, the state that Slam City resides in.
Oh, barbecue.
Yeah.
Mm. Ah. Oh. I was going to say chili.
I did have brisket. What else?
The next assorted? The next one.
The next one is you ain't gonna guess it.
You ain't gonna get it.
It's ethnic.
Hey, guess what? You ain't gonna get
it. It's ethnic.
Chorizo?
No, like ethnic, like Brian ethnic.
Oh, gumbo.
But like a different kind of
brisket gumbo.
No,
lobster gumbo.
It's not gumbo at all.
Two meats. Oh. One meat.
Yeah,
brisket,
I got two
other
meats.
Meat.
One was brisket.
Man, I wouldn't even
call
this a meat.
Oh, boudin.
Yeah.
You got that boudin.
Boudin.
Yeah.
It was too dry. It wasn't good.
Aww. That's what I have for lunch.
R.I.P.
What if it was a boudin kolache, though? I'm just dreaming right now.
No, yeah. It'd still be... It's the problem was it was too dry.
Yeah,
the boudin was too dry.
This boudin for the kolache, it
would
be bad.
Sucked.
Oh man,
like the insides were like too dry.
Gross.
It's like dry.
I think
rice.
That's called a klobasnik.
What?
Jesus.
It's like German.
Yeah.
Nope. Not today.
Kielbasa. No.
My kielbasa sausage has just got to perform.
The one with the meat inside is called the klobasnik.
The other one is the kolache.
The sweet ones are called kolaches. Yeah.
Nope, not in Slam City, dude.
They're all kolaches in Slam City. What are you
don't
fucking...
Don't try to correct
you
us.
Culture
don't
us?
Try to take down kolache
hold on,
businesses.
Dr. Smartman trying to inject some fucking intellect into this goddamn thing?
You're splitting hairs?
You're splitting hairs?
There's a kolache place at the end of my street.
What?
Only
oh
one?
Kolaches and klobasniks, so...
Okay.
All I have the klobasniks.
I don't think they're doing as well as real kolache
places.
Yeah,
are they Pollocks?
Hey, yes.
They sound like
oh
Pollocks.
Oh, my God.
We can say Pollocks. Look, you can use
it's
any...
It's called Pollock, Jackson Pollock.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Are they Jackson Pollocks?
Yeah. I think you can use any white slur now.
Okay. You're testing them all.
Yeah.
Brute forcing them.
Mick.
That word's so hard to say, though.
Yeah. Pollock?
Yeah,
the word
is.
He was using that wasn't kolache.
What is it called again?
Klobasnik.
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 Klobasnik?
See, it's a branding issue, though. It's a branding issue, right?
Like Klobuchar?
If you're walking past two stands, identical, one says kolaches, the other one says kolaches and klobasniks.
I'm going to the kolache
one. Like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's spelled K-L-O-B-A.
Oh, no. Dr. Smallman went into the fucking quantum of the wallet. See, this is what happens when you try to spell in Slam City.
Can you spell that again?
You get dumped.
Yeah. Wait, what if I go to get a kolache? I mean, what if they get their klobasnik in my kolache? I don't want my klobasnik in my kolache.
I don't even like cabbage.
And if it's more than one, it's klobasniki.
You
get
see?
The
okay.
fuck out of here, dude.
That's way too many cabbages.
Bumchi, this nation's meal, or whatever Gemini said.
Barbecue.
I went to I got barbecue with Gemini.
Same things?
Two meats, different meats. No,
same meats.
One same, one dip.
The brisket was the
brisket.
Same.
Brisket and...
Pork ribs.
No. Ribs?
Sausage.
Yes. Mm. Also, I had America's side dish.
Potato salad?
Oh, no.
Mashed potatoes?
No. Okay, bullshit. That's not. It's
mac
not as American as yes, that one.
Which and one?
Then,
mac and cheese.
Yeah, mac and cheese. And then
like
and
a child. No, I'm just kidding.
I also had the mac and cheese.
Child, good.
A bunch of children in here. No,
it
I'm just kidding,
good, dude. Anyways, that's pretty much it.
What'd you have bullshit. To drink with it? Some Topo Chico?
No, it's a Diet Coke.
All right.
There you go.
Maybe you should try some water.
Yeah, I should try some water because I got...
Yeah, man, hydrolysis.
Hydroseals.
Hydroseals.
My balls.
He just wants to pay $1,000
to get his
balls
rubbed. You got Diet Coke in your balls, man.
You got straight up Diet Coke particles in your balls, dude.
Did drinking all this Diet Coke damage my balls?
It may have.
Possibly. If that's what you've been having for water.
Temporarily.
Yeah, for sure. You just flush it out.
I drank so much Diet Coke that my balls started hurting.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like, maybe the Diet Coke particles are bonding with your ball sack. Right?
All those preservatives and shit.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you drink too many salting things, you bloat.
I do. And all that canned gumbo.
How much actual water do you drink a day?
I do drink a lot. Not a lot, but more than I used to.
A lot's not the number I'm looking for.
Right. If you don't know how many glasses of water you drink, and you're not drinking enough water.
How many ounces or cups?
Three or four cups.
That's not enough.
I'm drinking one right now.
Eight is your magic number, son.
But is that
true? How many Cokes are you drinking?
A lot.
Probably the rest.
Yeah.
Well, and coffee and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh, and coffee. You're so
and Monster in the morning.
Jesus Christ.
So most of your liquid is not water.
Yeah, that's not good, right?
Or at least you should strive for the 8 ounces, which is just like...
Eight ounces, 64.
Yeah, 64.
Start carrying around the gallon and drink the whole thing a day.
Or that thing that I carry around full of water, you just need to drink like two of those or three. Okay. Two.
All right.
Burrito, what's your hydration strategy?
Dr. Lupita's going to tell me.
Yeah, Dr. Smartman, what's your hydration strategy for Brian over here with the fucked up nuts?
Brian with the fucked up nuts. You ever hear about Brian with the fucked up nuts?
Man, yo, nuts fucked up.
Why are you calling Brian with the fucked up nuts? Oh, he got Hydroseal.
Man, that bitch got Hydroseal.
He got Hydroseal. Damn.
He paid.
I heard that shit is like mildly discomforting.
Yeah, he could just ask me. He went and paid someone $1,000.
That's Hydroseal. $50.
Bitch, wait. 15 Diet Cokes a day? That's Hydroseal, bitch.
Hydroseal, easy.
We need to hear the water tips from Dr. Smallman.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Smallman. How do I get rid of this fucking Hydroseal?
Yeah, fill up a big water bottle and drink it directly.
Define big water bottle, though.
I don't know.
The one that says...
A container? Says Brian's
that
water?
It says no... All,
Brian's H to
no
the
grind, no shine.
Yeah.
It says all day, every day.
Oh, no.
And then on the other side, it says every day is leg day.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I drink tea all day, so...
No.
Probably like...
It's completely organic, though.
2 to 3 cups.
No calories.
Tea.
Except all that honey he's putting in it.
Do you flavor your tea?
No.
So why do you flavor your tea at Whataburger?
Because it's a treat?
He's treating himself before he eats himself.
Mm-hmm. That's your dessert, I see. Because he had honey butter cheddar brisket and you had a half sweet tea. I got you.
Well, I usually don't get a meal.
But we forced you to get a meal.
You just get the cheeseburger and call it?
You guys forced me to get a meal.
I just
get the burger and drink a water at home with it.
That's crazy, dude. You got to have the fries to kind of balance out the textures. Does that make any sense to anyone?
Yeah, it makes sense to me, but it's also like...
I was thinking the same thing, but with the Dr.
What,
Pepper
bougie?
Shake.
No,
I just
want to
dip my burger in the Dr. Pepper shake mixed with the apple
pies.
Is
that what you do? Have you done that?
Every day, man.
God. All day, every
14
day.
14 years.
Damn, bro. All right.
What'd you have for lunch?
What'd you have for lunch? Burritos.
Oh.
You made it at home.
Breakfast for lunch.
Cup of noodle.
I made it at home.
Tuna.
Close. It wasn't in
chicken
a cup.
Chicken salad sandwich.
But it was ramen.
Oh, what?
Oh, you had the package ramen. Cup.
Yeah.
The seafood flavor one.
Tilapia.
I had a tonkotsu broth.
Jesus
flavor.
Christ.
Did you say Tilapalina?
Tilapalapeno.
Oh my.
Have you seen that one?
Wait, say it again.
Tilapalapeno.
Tilapalapeno.
Have you seen that one?
No.
It's just spicy fish?
No.
Tilapia?
No. There's a cup ramen where they've misspelled jalapeno, and it says Tilapalapeno.
And you can go get it right now?
Yeah.
They just never fixed it?
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
I fucking love that.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know that they don't know it's wrong. So there's also that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, what'd you have for lunch?
What'd you have for lunch, dude?
Burger King.
No, I didn't have Burger
McDonald's,
King this week.
The
it was
the
McDonald's,
meal.
But I did do another. Yeah.
Did you pause on the fries?
I still paused on the fries, guys.
Yeah. Look at him. This is what we call self-discipline.
Yeah. Brito, did you know that he's off the fries?
Did you know this? Even though they're free?
No fry it?
Even though they're free?
I gave up the free large fries for now.
No fry it.
Is that for Lent?
No.
He's doing a cleanse.
Cleanse.
I gave up Lent for Lent.
So instead of fries, he gets another burger.
No.
So just patties.
They have this coupon deal where it's like two items, and the second item you could get for 29 cents.
What?
You got the chicken sandwich.
No, I didn't get the chicken sandwich. Chicken there was nuggets. A sandwich involved.
Chicken nuggets.
I did get the chicken nuggets. Went with the honey mustard.
Yeah. Nice.
And the second item is an item that I don't get usually, but it's a very popular, almost as popular as the Big Mac item.
The double cheese. The McDouble. Not a double. The McDouble.
No.
Quarter pounder.
Quarter pounder.
Damn. It's a different meat, I hear.
It is a different meat.
It is definitely a different meat.
Straight up. It is significantly different than the value menu beef. And that's what we had for lunch.
Well, we have a lunch. We have a lunch.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings rising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of a belly. Your humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Chicken Farm's country bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping, those veins popping. Thick Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. It's not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Shove it up your damn ass.
Hey, no worries. Damn. No worries.
I just felt like a person, you know?
Well, that
was the news.
Was the show, boys.
Boys.
Good job. Uh-oh. What do we got?
Hey, crack that door open.
Oh,
there.
Nobody cares.
Come on, dude.
We don't give a shit. Nobody gives a shit.
That's a kolache.
It's a kolache.
It's a fucking kolache.
That's a cool Bosnick. Oh, oh my God, this piece of shit. Klobosnik.
Really that's
some pedantic ass shit,
if
man.
If you opened up your own kolache place,
the pedantic Polak.
Enforce Klobosniks on your menu.
No, just call it Klobosniks. And they'll think it's like the dude who owns the place.
Yeah, and your fruit kolaches can be called Klobosniks as well, but
yeah, you're trying to take it back.
Yeah, you gotta flip it around.
So what taking Klobosnik back.
What is the thing that makes it them different? What's
their
the
meat versus sweet?
You know, there's two things called kolaches. Yeah, there's the like little fruit cup baked
like
item
a tart.
Thing. Yeah, the tarts
is a kolache.
Like, and then there's the meat filled ones with like sausage. No. Typically.
Yeah, but the rolls with the sausage are technically Klobosniks.
Now, fuck you, dude.
I mean, you fucking ask, okay?
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
No one
says Klobosniks. Fuck you. All right, good job, guys. See you all on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday. Oh, yeah.
Thank you all, guys. Yeah. We're going to slam that next one together. Quick.
Yeah, maybe we just do one really long one. We'll see. We'll see if we have enough content.
We're going to kill that 100th list, right, man.
Okay. We're going to do the
whole 100th. Are we going to do 100th. That on Tuesday?
No, we won't.
No, okay.
Part one, part two.
That's fine.
Huh?
Maybe. What is
50-50?
Is that too much?
Because that 100
pop
punk songs.
I don't even know that many.
You don't need to know that many because when
they
you see them.
They know it for you.
Yeah, you know them.
Oh.
In your heart.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. It's you already know them.
Yeah.
It's inside of you.
Although, it's already inside of you. I didn't know every single one of them, but I knew
a lot of them.
Yeah.
I didn't know the new ones. There's some new ones on there. So
like the Olivia Rodrigo one that Brian knows?
I don't know it.
No.
It's close.
I've kind of lost the... Nah, it's the one that sounds like Paramore?
Yeah.
Good
for you.
The one that's ripped off from Paramore?
I wouldn't say it's ripped off. I don't see the likeness.
Inspired by?
You don't see the likeness.
I don't.
How about the fact that Hayley Williams wrote that song?
She didn't. She was credited for it.
Well, she was credited for after
it was published.
Because it was so similar.
Because little hottie Olivia Rodrigo is a thief.
Is she? She's stealing your heart, Brian.
What do you think we are, Teeves?
What do you think we are?
All right, fellas.
All right, dudes.
Thank y'all for your time.
Godspeed,
you good job, guys. See you later.
Dudes.
Later.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! Da-dum. I said split! Da-dum. Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! Da-dum. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Da-dum.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!